Two mysterious boys, ages 8 and 10, were always getting into trouble at home and in town. The mother heard of a local rabbi who had been successful at disciplining children. So he asked if he would speak to the boys. And so the rabbi agreed and asked to see them individually. The 8-year-old went first in the morning. The older went to see the rabbi in the afternoon. The rabbi was a big and huge man with a booming voice. He sat to the youngest boy and asked sternly, "Where is God?" The boy's mouth just dropped and made no response. The rabbi repeated the question more loudly, "Where is God?" The boy began to not attempt to answer. The rabbi looked at him and took his finger and said to him, "Where is God?" The boy screamed out of the study of the rabbi, bolted to his room, ran home, and hid in his closet. He slammed the door behind him, and when his brother had found him hiding in the closet, he said, "What has happened?" The younger brother said, gasping in his breath, "We're in big trouble now. God is missing, and they think we did it. Where is God? Is a good question, and probably on our hearts today. Many people can't find the adequate answer, so they give up looking for him, and some give up totally because it's the easiest thing to do. But the author of Wisdom today tries to invite us to see the decision of the wicked is to mistreat the just one, and that the one who seeks a holy life is the one they reject because of his ways. They lament over how they can put the downfall of the way of the righteousness. This is the approval because they are hidden from God. There today, Jesus tries to invite us to see the wisdom of God as he tries to invite the people to understand. They rely then on themselves of the knowledge of what the Messiah would be. They had appeared that they had a precognition of who he was. And they try to invite to see, Jesus tries to invite them to see that he is there before him. They knew where he was from. He was from Nazareth. They knew who he was. But Jesus says, "You don't know more. Because I come from the Father, he is the one who has sent me." And then there are those faithful Jews who are able to come to know Christ. But it is there that, coming through it, we see that Christ tries to invite them to know the presence of God is in their midst. That is the reality that we live in our lives today. The presence of God is with us. That God is with us. And do we know that through ourselves? Because Jesus tries to invite us to see that through his gift of life, his love, his presence, there is God in our midst. It is strange to be able to celebrate Mass in these circumstances, but God is there with us. God is there reaching out to us in many different ways and forms. But the key is to realize he is not hidden. That we ourselves don't need to frantically run and hide ourselves, but rather to see, "Here I am, Lord. I'm here to do your will." This Lenten season, let us then consider continuing our life to understand the counsel of God. That Jesus, who tried to invite us to see that the Father who had sent him into the world, he wasn't going to give up, even in the midst of trials, tribulations, even persecutions. And that is where the strength comes for all of us, in our faith and trust in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is a challenge to recognize the meaning of living a just life and coming to know the grace of God that continues to be with us on our journey of life, every day, every moment, and every personal time. See, Jesus tries to invite all of us today to realize, to acknowledge where God is, where his people are. We will find God. The very moment of darkness, I assure you that God is in our midst. He has never abandoned us. He walks with us and gives us the grace through his Son, Jesus Christ.